Right.
Everybody has to abide by the rules. It's a state law.
Yeah.
So I said to her, and I know her, I was even invited to her 70th birthday
party. Okay, you don't need to give away details.
Boy,
Peggy.
Wow.
Jeez.
No details. Wait. So you were invited to this woman's birthday. You know her very, very well. She comes to the door, no mask, and then what happens?
Then she sat down in front of Sally and Peggy, and I called her by name and said, you need to wear a mask. And she said to me,
I caught her. All right,
wow.
Peggy. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Woof. Oh.
And then?
Sandwiches and chips.
She's still talking after the thing on her. Peggy, slow down
Mommy,
a second.
Mommy, you got to slow down,
boy.
Okay?
Oh, boy.
So, anyway, this lady...
Right. And please use proper language. Thank you.
So, the lady, she sat down after lunch, and she didn't put her mask on. So, I wrote a note to Randy. Randy, please remind those at the auction that they need to wear their mask.
Yeah.
And so, Randy made the announcement that I read, and she saw me take it up to him. And then I went back to my seat, and then she gave me the finger.
Well, that's good. She didn't have to say it that time.
But, Mommy, this is what I want to ask you. Like, what do you think in situations like this, when you are out and about, and again, like you said, it's you should just wear a mask to protect everybody and not be so selfish and help prevent
you have
the spread.
To protect, yes.
Yes.
But this is a pandemic.
Why do you think, though, like, why would you put yourself in that position to say something knowing that people are on edge? Like, don't you think you should, you always tell me, worry about yourself, right?
Yes.
So, like, why?
So I'm worried about others. And, I'm worried about
But you
family.
Also always tell, hang on, slow down, let me talk, this is my radio show. Why, you know, like, you always tell me, don't give somebody that much power to upset you.
That's right, that's my motto.
So, but why, if she chooses not to wear a mask, why even get involved? Why would you put yourself in that position?
S-A-F-E-T-Y.
Safety.
Safety, yes.
I'm glad you said it, Woo. I couldn't figure out the spelling. It took me a second.
Safety.
The way, you made Lindsay's day, Latoya's day, May's day. Everybody loves you. Everybody loves you today, Peggy. Everybody loves you.
I just don't think you should get involved. I mean, you're a little old lady, and that woman said some things that weren't nice to you.
Peggy, I'm going to disagree with Woo, and I'm going to say this. You're a little old lady that no one's gonna hit or push. Now's the time to get involved. Now's the time to use your little old ladyism and get on out there and fight the good fight. Because if you push over a little old lady, I mean, there's something really, really wrong with you. But most people, I imagine, wouldn't. So fight the good fight. Keep it up. You know, if you can go out with goggles and a mask and a hazmat suit on, the whole thing, whatever it is you got
gloves,
going on.
I have gloves.
And gloves and the whole thing. You know what I want you to do next time? Take those white gloves off your hand and slap that woman in the face with them. What do you think about that, Peggy?
No,
I support you wholeheartedly. I support you whole. You are my superhero. I love you so much. I love you so much.
So what do you think the follow-up is going to be from this friend who barked at you when you told her she doesn't wear a mask? She needs to put a mask on.
By the way, Judy said great things come in small packages, and that would be you, Peggy. Oh, go ahead. Answer your
I mean, what's
going to
happen moving forward? So you basically called out a friend for not wearing a mask.
Ex-friend.
Huh?
Ex-friend.
Ex-friend. Oh.
And the ex-friend.
Isn't this awful, though, that we're losing friends over masks?
Yes. And that's very, why does she think she is so entitled that she can walk into the auction and not wear a mask?
Hey, Peggy, here's what I want you to do next time you run into her, because you're going to run into her because, you know, you guys go out and you hang in the same circles, right? Right.
Well,
you'd be like, listen.
Yeah, Randy's auction. I love Randy's auction.
I know. You're not going to stop going there. She's probably not going to stop going. Here's what you do.
Oh, boy.
Next time you go up to her and you say this, okay? This is the line. Say, so-and-so. Friend of a very long time, I have to apologize to you. I am so, so sorry. I was telling you to wear that mask because I wanted to keep you and I wanted to keep other people safe. I'm sorry for that. The reason I wanted you to wear the mask is because you're so ugly.
No,
what do you think about that comeback? You think you could pull that one off?
No, I'm not going to do
all
that.
All right. Well, I'm just saying.
Just
trying to give you some ideas.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So any parting words for the audience about wearing a mask and COVID-19?
Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Yes. Abide by the rules. Abide by the law.
We all got
to
follow.
You have to cover your nose, your mouth, and your chin.
Mm. Your nose, your mouth, your chin.
No shirt, no shoes, no mask.
The lady sitting across the road from me in a chair by herself, she had the mask underneath her nose. That doesn't do anybody any good.
No, that's ridiculous when people are doing that.
It's like they're
holding on their hair with a chin strap. It's no good to anybody.
That's true.
Yeah.
So you're a fan of the mask. Y'all have a nice day.
You too. You know, and those old ladies that go to the thing, tell them they could attach the mask to their wigs and keep the wigs on a little bit better.
No, you don't want to say that? No, I'm not going to do that. I just can't believe
what she said to you. I cannot believe that.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that 70-something-year-old women are not friends anymore over these masks. Do you guys realize what's going on in the country? Do you guys realize how broken we must be?
It's a pandemic. People are dying.
I know. And people are suffering and mentally suffering. And everybody's going through something right now. Everybody in the world. So just make it a little bit easier.
Do you think maybe she just had a bad day?
She has a lot of bad days. she's not a very nice person.
Oh,
she really isn't.
Peggy. Okay.
She didn't say anybody's name.
I know.
She's just talking. Talking personally. Peggy, yes. This call was wonderful today. You were awesome. Your honesty is always appreciated. Your opinion is always appreciated.
You have to listen to me.
Yeah.
You have to be your own advocate. You have to speak up. Woo is right. I've always said, don't give anyone that much power to upset you. She didn't upset me.
She lit a fire.
Yes.
There you go.
She didn't upset me.
She didn't upset you. She just lit a fire under Peggy, and you don't want to light a fire under Peggy. You know what happens? Change.
What?
Big changes.
Mm-hmm.
People know this world would be a better place if Peggy had control.
I mean, you're a little
high maintenance, but you know what? At the end of the day, you're a really, really good person, and you always err on the side of good. You're like the Justice League, all those superheroes wrapped up in one tiny little woman.
Wearing Depends.
Don't say that.
Woo-woo. My God.
Nice.
When she yelled at you and said it, did you poop your pants?
I'm going to hang up. Y'all have a nice day.
You're the best. Peggy, I love you. You're the best.
Keep fighting the fight, Peggy.
Oh, my God.
Keep fighting the fight. Everybody loves
this.
This was amazing. What a great call.
Oh.
Peggy did it again. Thank you all so much for listening.
Wear your masks. Wear your masks. That's all we can say.
Or Peggy's gonna come get you. You don't want her to come get you.
Here is at the beach. In your backyard, on the deck, or anywhere you go on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com. On Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com, or wherever you stream music.
I'm worth it. Worth it, worth it, worth it. I'm worth it. Do, 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 do. I'm worth it. Do, 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 do.
You're frozen.
I'm worth it. Hey, Elmo, I'm worth it. Mike and Wu in the morning on 94.9 The Point, August the 6th, 2020. How y'all doing? Good.
Doing really good.
Good. You want to hear a funny story?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So check this out. This guy named Albert Nadur in Yorkshire, England, wanted to, have like an intense proposal, an awesome proposal during the pandemic, do something a little bit different. He's 26 years old, loves his girlfriend so much. So he puts together this elaborate proposal, putting more than 60 balloons and 100 candles in his living room in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And, as he's getting ready to ask his girlfriend to marry him, sets the place on fire.
No.
Yes.
Did it burn down?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, it looks like it did here. Yes.
Oh, no.
Isn't that terrible?
That's awful.
Bright spot, though.
What's that?
She said yes.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's a very good thing. Proposals. Let me ask you something.
Yes, please.
Do you like an elaborate proposal? Like, would you like something like this? 100 candles sounds really romantic.
Mm-hmm.
No need for the balloons. Balloons are not romantic. I think little kids' birthday parties. But the candles was a nice touch. But see, like, I think he went too far. And when you go too far with a proposal, that's how people get hurt. What happened just to drop in on a knee in a really pretty spot with a nice background, a nice scenic backdrop.
I am into that. Like, I'm into romance and thought and, you know, right spot.
Right.
My first proposal was in a hotel room.
Yeah, but wasn't there a song and dance? When you, didn't you play, like, Let's Make a Deal or something like that in the hotel room?
No, there was just, I was asleep on the bed and the Atlanta Braves were playing baseball and then I was woken up and then there's the ring.
Oh, really? It wasn't, like, inside a glass of something like that?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
I could have sworn he dropped it in your drink.
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Is that how you got engaged, though?
That's how I got engaged, at the 31st Street Hilton at the oceanfront.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I felt like there was a more elaborate story
The second time around.
No, you don't need an elaborate. Don't. No, 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 no. I like, I'm going to tell Dan what I like. Forget about you for a minute.
Please tell Dan what you would like.
I would like, you know what? You go somewhere nice on one of your little weekend getaways, okay? Somewhere scenic and somewhere beautiful, and boom, when you least expect it. You're out on a hike or something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Make sure the background is nice. Mm-hmm. You can plant a phone somewhere with a timer, record the thing.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, if he wants to. If not, it's just, you know, it's good enough to be in the memory.
It's tough, though. I don't envy men when it comes to proposals, because nowadays with social media and everybody expecting the video or some elaborate photo to be posted to Instagram.
I'll tell you what the problem is. They start young.
Yeah.
Oh, ring dance. I got to jump out of a plane and ask this girl to go to ring dance with me. You know, you got to do a song and dance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because it's a young woman. You know, young men, young women, they're always trying to one-up each other.
I would much rather, if I had to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm. And you and guess what?
I do.
You do?
Yep.
You do.
I would much rather the man put more emphasis into the size of the ring. This is the only time when I'm going to say size matters.
Right, right, right. Well, I'm going to say it doesn't matter. It's the size of something. The house, woo-woo.
That matters, too. That matters, too.
I guess. Well, you know what? As long at the end of the day, as long as everybody's happy and everybody says yes, have fun. Have fun. It's really not all good. We're just saying that because we don't want you to think we're jerks. Classic over this ridiculousness. You burn your place down. It's terrible.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.